The next thing. The memo believing doctor was earned, did not always believe that she knew what she was doing with funeral for. And I remember memo giving the queen and the medic to make it seem like her kidneys were falling. And also she believed if babies with the hives and stuff, she usually didn't have the ground out of either. She thought the home for dinner. And when you were the baby, you did it for me. Why did I have that? Because you were a flinching and a jumping. And as Mama said, you was hiding. And she made a tea because she didn't know ground IV existed down here. And we know this on the internet. And then I remember her always being, when I was a little girl growing up, we didn't go to the doctor that much. And didn't go to dinner, too.
Really?
Didn't
go to dinner?
No, you couldn't afford it. Papa was poor, I think. Yeah, I remember got a string around my teeth and yanked it out. Then when we did finally go to the dentist, I had a really bad toothache. And the crazy dentist went to my dad and he pulled along since I was so mad at that dentist. Still, I didn't like that man too. And no, we never went to the dentist that much. You see, as long as I've known my mama, she always had false teeth. And that was years and years ago that she got them before I came along. And in these houses that we lived in Greenville, we didn't have closets. There's no such thing as closets and stuff, so we'd hang our clothes up in a shift rope.
Spell it.
I can't spell shift rope. The way I'd spell it would be shift. S-H-I-F-F-R-O-B-E. Shift rope. But that's not how, I don't know how to spell shift rope. Is this standing up thing that's got drawers, and also you open the door and you hang your clothes up in your shift rope, so that it tells you how many clothes you have.
Kind of like an armoire today, right?
Yes.
But you didn't call it that back then. So that,
well, I never heard that word until the last few years. I didn't know what an armoire was, shift not even rope. When I was in college. It was still a shift rope to me.
Okay.
I didn't know. And the things we did for recreation, I guess you would consider going to church. We went to church a lot. We went to all these memorials where they'd have dinner on the ground. We'd go and have church in the morning, and then we'd have dinner on the ground. And then all these people would bring all this good food from the church. And then you'd have singing in the afternoon. And we'd go to different singers all the time. They'd be a singer. Sometimes at the Union Church. The Union Church in town is where the Methodists meet maybe one week, and then the Free Will Baptists meet the next week. And my mom and them went to Fremont Church. Up Fremont? That's up past, well, that's where you get to. And we go to church, and the church is under the hill there. And I've been to church a lot, and we had to sit on benches, not these fine pews. And been to foot washing. We went to the foot washing. We've done that. I enjoyed that. That was a good time, and we praise the Lord and shout and have a good time. But we went to church a lot. And then it's very, very strict with my family, I guess, called Decoration Day. We went to Decoration Day. And still today, my mother lives in what you call Memorial Weekend. That's decoration. You go and you put the flowers on the grave. And you go back to the old gravesite in Dungannon in Scottsdale. Back to the Oarsman and Polly graveyard, where my sister's buried and her mama's buried. And then you go to Temple Hill in Castlewood. Where my daddy's buried now, and where some other relatives were. But this was, every year we do that. And other people, you call them reunions, like the Southern and the French reunions, where they're memorials to mama. And you go, I guess this is when a bunch of these people got together. And even today, my mama will still go back to see people. It's been several years since I've been back, and I knew preachers. And these people at these scenes, they wouldn't have a good, some of them might have a good heart, and most of them didn't. They have this little thing of blue and it gets pink. And they sing the hymns. And some of the priests sing. And then there was other places I went at the church up Stratton. And that was one of the things we did. You know, we'd go on Saturday church on Saturday night. Church. A lot of times it's on Saturday night. To go to church. Then you go to revival. Go to church revival. I just remember something about the church. They would preach hellfire and damnation type sermons, scared you to death. I wasn't used to that. Then the best part was the missionary ladies who came with this pet, who came and started a Sunday school and church time in this store or this hardware place that used to belong to AC, you know, called the Silcox. In this hardware building, we had Sunday school, and it was down below the Riverside Road morning, and we started going to Sunday school and church there, and we didn't have no church buses, church vans, or whatever, at that time. And I went there, that was Independent Baptist for a long time, and then there was some other ladies hanging in town. And they were missionary Baptists. They came from Richmond and they started a church. And I started going there. And still like Miss Texas Church. And I started going to the Missionary Baptist Church, and that's where I was a GA and YWA. And we got to make things. Do crafts. We'd meet after school sometimes. And I got to go to camp in the summer and meet girls from other places. I got to go there. And then what else you want to know?
Tell me something about with the coal mining thing. I know at the time you probably didn't think that it was pollution.
Oh, yeah.
But now that you can look back on it and reflect, since you know what pollution is now.
The number. Yeah, see, they had different tipples in town. What's a tipple? That's where they process the coal. Mm-hmm. And they did have a number 8 mine, and they had a number 7, and that was at Powerhouse Road.
Number 7 was at Powerhouse Road.
Yeah.
Okay.
And you had number 9 and number 10. And see, my sister lived in number 9.
Okay.
And some of Franksville lived in number 10. And number 10 still used to be number 9, but not the tipples. They've all shut down, and they did have mine there. And they processed coal and to ship out on the railroad cars and stuff. And then what that was left over that was no good from the mines or anything, and after they cleared everything, was a slate dump. And a slate dump was what you call, was the leftover stuff, innocent. And they had a slate dump that's going up towards Hard Pond, and they had a slate dump above Mill Creek, and they had a slate dump up number 7, way up in there, way up in the hollow. Okay, if the slate dump ever got on fire, and I've been where, oh Lordy, it's stunk worse than a skunk. Because of the sulfur that's burning, and if it ever got caught on fire, you could see at night the blue fire of the front, and see all around, and kill the trees, and everything, and just kill everything, the vegetation, and just be dead. And it, ever, and it just would have to burn itself out. And they used the stuff that was burnt out and left over. It was called Red Dog. And they used that on the roads as a fill-in and, you know, the everything. Red Dog was good. I know they put Red Dog on back roads sometimes. You know, when the road is washed out and stuff, Red Dog was a fill-in. So it's similar to our church down here, but no, our church is not good. Red Dog is good. And, the smell, like the people in town burnt coal. All the houses burnt coal. That's what they made for now. Some of them have oil furnaces, of course. But then they had coal and you could smell the sulfur. You couldn't see it, you know, you could smell it. It smelled strong. But I never thought of it at the time when I was growing up as any kind of pollution. We were just trying to stay warm. Because these houses are not insulated either. By no means. Are they insulated? You didn't even think about such stuff as insulation, much less. Like, Papa had the house. He had it rewired, that house, the greenhouse we lived in. He had it rewired, and you can imagine what kind of wiring was in those houses back then. And see, you didn't have flip the switch on the wall. It's pull a string and turn the light on and things. So we never thought about pollution.
Did you have the smoke that would kind of hang?
Oh, yes. When it rained, especially when it rained, it would hang real, real low over the mountains, and you'd smell it sometimes. And sometimes when the winds would shift, you could smell. On back road, you see the distance from back road to down number 9, number 10, going up toward Tarpon.
Like toward Tarpon?
Yeah.
Okay.
You know how I am about these things. I don't know. you could smell the slate dust.
Just the sulfur kind of
smell? Yeah, smell it. You see, somebody be mean and set it on fire.
But would they not also sometimes be like spontaneous combustion?
Yeah, sometimes spontaneous combustion, especially when we had a thunderstorm. You see, I never thought about staying in the house in a thunderstorm and lightning and things. Because I found it fascinating because living in the mountain, you know, mountain, you look up, there's a mountain, and so you look up, there's a mountain. You never thought about things like that. And it was always exciting for us to see a helicopter. There was a helicopter go out, everybody run outside on an airplane. And we never had a rescue squad for a long time, and the fire department had them for fun days. And then finally they did get a rescue squad in the fire department, and you hear that siren go off. That was something. And the train, I remember, when I was growing up to the train, and hear the horn. And when I was growing up too, that was one of the best things around the holiday time that come through that, was a delight. It was a train with Santa Claus on it. And he'd throw out candy. So we'd go either to the low water bridge. We called it the low water bridge because the bridge way down at the water.
Mm-hmm.
Not one of them up high bridges. You ride down to the water and the water go over it if it's raining a little bit. Low water bridge. And we go across to the train tracks near the, or else we'd go at the trussle. And the trussle, and the Santa Claus man, he would throw out candy. And this happened always around Thanksgiving. And I know they've had a special one time. I know Dan Rather did a special on CBS News about the train that started from in Kentucky, come from Elkhorn, Kentucky, all the way through and go all the way through St. Paul. And you pass through, you just have to get up early and wait for the train to come through. And I've done that many years. And they got later on in years where they throw off towels and sheets and different things, clothes, the kids, and dolls, just not candy. And this started up, I think, basically coming from the Maryland situation, if I'm not mistaken, and things. And I always look forward to that. And Papa used to sell Christmas cards. He'd go and cut the cedars, because we always, when I grew up, we had a live tree, not one of your things like that today. We had a live Christmas tree in cedar, and then there was 50 cedars. I used to help Papa sell them for dollars, and I'm a 50 cent. And my mama sewed for people. I know she sewed for the black people who lived up Cumming Hall. That's where I lived in Clinchco, in the town, you know, and the colors had their place to live. And the white folk had theirs. And you knew who the guns too in the town. They had their place to live. But Memo, she sewed for the colored folk, and they was always welcome in our house. And I know one woman, Marie, she come to our house, and she seated our table and everything, and my niece loved her to death. My niece Marie, and then there was Miss Williams. And I went to her funeral. We went to the colored church, and she, you know, the ladies conduct everything. It's the colored woman preacher. And she she was a wonderful woman. She was always a good friend to my mom. But mama was, you know, disliked some of the ladies. She didn't take money. She sold to the black ladies. Mother has never made, you know, business like that. She didn't pay no mind to that. And they used to have bake sales and singings. And now the school where I went to, the elementary school, doesn't exist anymore. Then when I went to high school, the 8th through the 12th, I had to ride a bus. 11 miles to 11 miles to 11 miles to 11 miles to. And even in the wintertime. And see, segregation came about with us. You know, I mean, I didn't go to school with the blacks till, I guess, my junior, senior year of high school. Because they had to go ride a bus across state now.
That would have been in 65, 66, 67.